Your latest article from Sunday really reflects the political power and influence here in Buffalo as the district continues to think about who they're going to replace for the new school superintendent. Now more and more discussions surrounding a mayoral takeover. M&T Bank Chairman Bob Wilmers is talking with the lieutenant governor. And as we know, he has bluntly stated earlier this year that he really blames it on past school leadership. So is he looking at this to be mayoral control versus a new superintendent coming in?
I think they do somewhat work hand in hand. The sense I've gotten talking to people at all levels, locally, at the state, there's a really strong frustration right now with the school district. I think there was some hope in certain circles of the community that things might start moving in a different direction when the new majority took over. And obviously, they've been slow to make much progress on the goals they set out. Now, some of them, notably Carl Paladino, is very critical of Don Ogilvy for that. The majority laid out an agenda that they wanted to accomplish and made it very clear they were looking for a superintendent who would do that. And I think in recent weeks and even months, it's become apparent that Don Ogilvy was not really fully on board with that. So now we're kind of in a tough spot where it's been about 9 months later. Little has changed. If anything, the political tensions are just greater than ever before. And I think some of the questions I'm hearing in the community are, is this board majority capable of moving in a different direction? Will the next leader, if left up to them, that they pick, be any different than Don Ogilvy? It's hard to tell before you put someone in there. And then one of the big items in the room right now is they want to go and appoint a principal into the spot, and all signs point to Jim Weimer, who has done a great job at Emerson High School. But I think the big question that's out there is, can someone from within this system that many of the board members deem dysfunctional really turn it around in the way the city needs? And I think with all of those questions out there, there are certain power brokers in the community that are saying, maybe we do need to look for something else.
And that potential of mayoral control has sparked their interest.
Right. Mayoral control is something, and you saw in one of my colleagues' stories this week, Sandy Tan wrote about the model in New York City is really the only precedent we have for it in the state. Rochester, a couple years ago, there was a big push when former Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy was there to get mayoral control. That passed in the Assembly, but very narrowly failed in the Senate. And it doesn't seem to have really come up in a formal or serious way since then until now. There is some element of it being behind the scenes. The big question, I think, when this story came out a week or so ago was, Byron Brown has shown little to no interest in the school system since he took over as mayor. Is this for real? But then now I think you do see this kind of quiet movement behind the scenes. People who are politically connected or tied to Wilmer say he's been interested in this for years. Cuomo has expressed time and again that we need some sort of other alternative for leadership in the school system. You know, and there's a level of politics that some people will tell you that starts to get into just the personalities that are leading in the city and even at the state level. So it seems like the stars may be aligning this time to make it perhaps more realistic.
And what about this talk of John Comell, the former Harbor Center leader, stepping forward? And I know our news team had talked to him about it a little bit, too, as well, after he has stepped down from his past position.
This is an interesting rumor, theory, I don't know what you call it, that's been out there. I think it popped up for the first time a couple weeks ago. I spoke to him, and he said he didn't think he was qualified for the job. Other people have heard the mayor, when he's quietly talked about mayoral control, say he has someone in mind. And I think it's one of those you start to connect the dots of who's behind the mayoral control push, who are they connected to, who might be available that they might put in there. And I think that's where that might be coming from. It's also, you know, mayoral control can look like a lot of different things. And one of the ways they could go about doing this, which might make more sense for Comell, is there's nothing saying they couldn't appoint more of a financial person to really be the head to work alongside an academic leader. So if you think about it in that context, it doesn't seem, you know, maybe quite so far off.
Another interesting thing in your article, you stated about these informal meetings that have been happening in these little pockets and these little groups of stakeholders. What can you tell us, some insight on that?
You know, as you mentioned, some of this seems like it's been kept very quiet. We talked a little bit off air. This is a difficult story to do because so many people are so tight-lipped about it. And I think that kind of comes down to the politics of it, you know, as we've talked about. But it does seem like in the past couple of weeks that these groups have been kind of quietly meeting and I think strategizing, making sure they're on the same page. No one wants to go too public with anything, most likely, until they have their ducks in a row. You know, the one meeting we referenced or series of meetings that's taken place or the board minority block has also been out. That's, you know, one thing we haven't talked about is, do you do a national search for superintendent? And I think the sense there is, you know, how do you know who the best person might be if you haven't gone out and looked? On the flip side of that, past searches have produced Pam Brown and James Williams and people who are now, you know, almost demonized to an extent in the school district. So that's another thread that's out there.
Well, Tiffany Lankus, Buffalo News education reporter, thanks for joining us again for Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.